Wall Street closed higher this afternoon. The reason? China and the U.S. have struck the first part of a trade deal, according to President Trump. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 11th day of October. Thanks for being with us again today. In other business news, older used cars are becoming more scarce, and that's driving up prices and concerns. General Motors appeals directly to striking workers, and the autopilot on Tesla vehicles. Is it a good thing or a danger? Those stories, plus Jeff Pitts from Cityview Magazine with stuff to do in the metro this weekend into next week. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, ntpda.com, and AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the business news headlines. I know, party time, right? Well, it was on Wall Street. Wall Street did have a bit of a party today as the major indices all closed up. The Dow gained 319 points as President Trump, in an Oval Office address, said the U.S. and China had reached the first phase of a substantial trade deal that delays tariff hikes that were set to kick in next week. Trump told reporters at the Oval Office that phase one of the trade deal will be written over the next 3 weeks. As part of this phase, China will purchase between $40 and $50 billion worth of agricultural supplies. Trump also said the deal includes agreements on foreign exchange issues with China. In exchange, the U.S. agreed to hold off on tariff hikes that were set to take effect on Tuesday of next week. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said both sides struck an almost complete agreement on currency and financial service issues. Phase two of the deal will start almost immediately after the first one is signed, according to President Trump. Well, yesterday we told you about the coming glut of nearly new, slightly used cars coming onto the market due to so many leased vehicles headed back to the manufacturers. However, that's not going to help the increasing numbers of poor people who traditionally look at much older models for basic transportation. According to data provided to Reuters by industry consultants and car shopping website Edmunds, the average price of that vintage-aged vehicle over 10 years old is $8,600. That's nearly 75% higher than it was in 2010, despite some softening in prices over the past year. The average new car, in contrast, has seen a price increase of 25%. In that same time period. So if you're looking at a 10-year-old car, it's increased in price by 75%, while new cars have gone up by 25% since 2010. Monthly auto payments for Americans making under $40,000 a year have remained flat since 2017, while those in higher wage brackets have seen their payments rise. On the face of it, all of this might seem like a good bit of news. But to Cox chief economist Jonathan Smoak, it indicates poor Americans are stretched so thin they can't afford to pay any more for basic transportation. And there is even more bad news. According to the New York Fed, more than 1 million more Americans are behind on their car loans now than at the peak of delinquencies in 2010 after the financial crisis. Car talk. Not looking so good, right? We're going to stay with cars for just a moment. The United Auto Workers strike against General Motors is now in its 24th day. And today, GM sent a letter appealing directly to employees. It was a highly unusual move. The letter, according to sources, said that as part of its revised offer, GM boosted the amount it plans to invest in the United States to about $9 billion from its previous offer of $7 billion. Of the new total, $7.7 billion would be invested directly in GM plants, with the rest going to joint ventures, including a potential battery plant near the Lordstown, Ohio factory that's been idled since earlier this spring. GM said the offer also includes increased compensation through wages and one-time payments, preserving industry-leading health care benefits without increasing workers' costs, enhancing profit sharing with limited upside, and a higher ratification bonus than the $8,000 previously offered. Now, for temporary workers, one of the sticking points, GM said its offer would create a path to permanent employment and include a ratification bonus. The union? Now, the union is not, as of this writing, responded other than to suggest the two sides are still far apart. And finally, more car talk news. There is this. Tesla drivers have logged over 1.5 billion miles with the car's built-in autopilot technology. All of that according to Bloomberg. Most of the time, and the underline is under most of the time, the trips go off without a hitch. But once in a while, the software fails to spot hazards, which has led to 4 or 5 known autopilot-linked fatalities since 2015. Owners receive a manual that tells them to pay attention even when the car is on autopilot, but that doesn't always happen. Tesla's chief, Elon Musk, claims that despite those deaths, the technology saves the lives of many more. Coming up next, Jeff Pitts is in from City View Magazine. Stuff to do in the metro this weekend into next week. You deserve a break, and we're going to give it to you as we riff about stuff to do in the metro. And that is coming up next.